One of them focuses on darkness. For Amos, you're going to see this Babylonian, it's not actually the Babylonian, it's the Syrian conquest. The Syrians are going to come in and take the northern kingdom. But what we talk about in the gospel lesson is a little bit different. It's focused more on light. Today's gospel lesson, we hear that the kingdom of heaven is described as a wedding feast. A pretty common theme. You'll hear that a lot. But this time it's a group of bridesmaids who have a responsibility to keep their lamps lit until the groom comes to the feast. Yet the groom comes late. And as a result, some of the bridesmaids are caught with too little oil for their lamp. It's that unexpected delay of that groom that forces some of the bridesmaids to have to leave the feast in search of more oil for their lamp. He only showed up on time. And while personally, I have never run out of oil for a lamp, I can empathize with the feeling of running out of fuel in my car. For those that have not had that experience, I'll tell you what the experience is like. You're driving down the road. You know you're on the lower side of your gauge, but you got plenty. And suddenly there's this little orange light they put in the cars now to tell you, no, you're really low on gas. And you realize that you have now made a mistake. You have let your gas now get too low. And now you have the concern that you might actually run out of gas. And if you're like me in that situation, you go through kind of a checklist of things you do. The first thing you do is you turn off the radio and your air conditioning. And in Florida, it's a big deal to turn off your air conditioning. In the summer, you cut that off because you want to stretch that gas as much as you can. So you go into the emergency, I'm going to make sure I have as much gas as I can. Then comes the lamenting, the self-questioning of why did I let this happen to myself? That feeling of regret. Then comes the prayer, the swearing, the pleading with your car, the promise that if the car just made it this one time, I would never allow it to happen again. Probably a little bit of a false promise there.
Yes.
And luckily, most of the time when we're driving, we're able to make it to the gas station before we run out. But some people do eventually run out of gas and their engines shut off. And I'll admit, I have run out of gas before. It's both embarrassing and frustrating. It's that moment where you have to call somebody to say, I ran out of gas. Or you need to do that long trip where you're holding that gas can trying to get to the tank. And I knew it could have been permitted, but I was so committed not to being late to work that I decided to stretch my fuel reserves to beyond their capacity. And while all of you may be really good about not running out of gas, I do know that we do see this in our society. How often do we see people walking back with a gas can on the side of the highway? Or if you drive over the Howard Franklin, there's a sign that says, long bridge ahead, check gas. You can see what they're worried about. The warning was there, but I pushed on the warning. I just tried to make it by with whatever was left in the tank, instead of taking that short amount of time to refuel the tank. So in today's gospel lesson, the groom has been delayed, and so the bridesmaids fall asleep, waiting for the groom. And suddenly, they get a warning that the groom is near. And in that moment, the foolish bridesmaids realized they do not have enough fuel to keep their lamp burning until the groom comes. So they go through the process of trying to get their lamps refueled. Finally going to the oil dealer to get more oil for their lamp. But by the time they get back, they have missed their opportunity. And now they find themselves stranded, feeling like strangers outside of the door of the feast. They went from bridesmaids to strangers. But if we look at this passage in the light of Matthew 5, Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." We are like the lamps, but we are also like the bridesmaids. We have a calling as Christ's disciples to shine into the world. But also part of our calling is to take care of the source that allows us to shine. And that source is our faith in Christ, a gift that has been bestowed upon us. But part of that gift is maintaining it. And like the lamp, in order to maintain our faith, we have to continue to nourish that flame. A nourishment that comes in different ways. It can come in places like worship, the sacraments, good deeds, prayer, devotion, reading of scripture, even fellowship, just to name a few. But that nourishment ultimately comes from one source, and that source is God. It's when we connect ourselves with God that we become refueled. But if we do not nourish our faith, we slowly become strangers to God. Not that God has forgotten us, but rather we begin to forget God. God doesn't forget us. We forget God. A relationship that once felt like close friends can slowly become one where we no longer recognize God. We make God the stranger. Yet as we become strangers from each other, God still loves us. And God offers the rekindling of that relationship at any time. That refueling, bringing it back up to a full tank. And part of the reason we refuel is because our relationship with God is truly a treasure. It's a relationship that enhances our lives. And while it won't always prevent those terrible things from happening for us, we saw that in the example of Texas with the shooting in the church. Having a relationship with God makes those events much, much more manageable. Because God illuminates the path for us by turning us into lamps that shine a bright light that gives us hope and gives us a community where we are loved no matter what, and a hope that we can see the kingdom of heaven now, see the impact of God and humanity's partnership in the world, but also give us a hope of a kingdom to come, that we will see Christ come again, a coming that will give us the hope for us that we will have a transformed eternal life, that those tears that we experience, those hurts, those fears, are wiped away, because we have that promise that the one who can actually fix these things will fix them. And so I invite you to go out and shine and be the light of the world, but also take care of yourself. Take those opportunities that come to nourish your faith, because faith is a treasure that is worth investing into. Even if you feel like you can go a little bit farther without refueling. Take the opportunity. Don't wait for that little orange light to pop up and say, I'm running out. Take the time. Even if the tank feels half full, even if it's three quarters full, take the opportunity to nourish that light and spend time nurturing your relationship with God. Because our relationship with God is truly amazing. Amen. Amen.